Good afternoon once again. I'm your host on this audio journey, Dakota Lacroix. You're listening to Curious Lightning. You can get in touch with us anytime you want at curiouslightning@gmail.com or drop us a line here at ktrtfacebook.com as well. Got some show ideas? Send them our way. We'll explore how we can. The unique, the odd, the interesting, doesn't matter, the mundane. We'll go at it here at Curious Lightning, in which we attempt to, at the very least, attach us to, or rather, unattach ourselves to what we think and feel and kind of go at stories from a different angle here in between music sets. This is KTRT 97.5, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful afternoon. And if you're just tuning in here, I've been playing some pieces from my voicemail that apparently have me involved in all sorts of things as many different people. And so I found it fascinating when we speak of identity and who we are and that mistaken identity and what we can do about it. If it's ever happened to you, there's times in life where I'm sure we wish we were somebody else. Caught in an embarrassing act, such as delivering a note to a girl's door in high school and having her boyfriend answer the door. That's one that has befallen me. Another identity glitch that I was able to get away with as a high schooler, and I was a bit rambunctious perhaps in high school, but I actually totaled my parents' car falling asleep at the wheel, and fortunately nobody was hurt, and a man pulled up to me here in the intersection and just told me to drive away, to get away. And my uncle back in the day took the fall for it. He claimed he was driving so that I would not have a life of behind bars, per se, but it was never going to go that far anyways. But that identity kind of popped in my head as soon as I started getting these emails about people at my apartment door and cell phone plans. And I'll play you a few more of those messages that I've been receiving lately. And it also says something, too, I think, about technology and the fact that this number that I have as my phone obviously belong to other people. It just can't be that somebody could misdial that many times in a row, could it? And constantly be leaving messages. Yet somehow this broken communication continues in my world. So today's show on Curious Lightning is Mistaken Identity. What happens when somebody contacts you thinking it's the person they're contacting, but it's not you? So as I played a few clips earlier, apparently I need a dental appointment. I have a T-Mobile phone contract, and there's somebody downstairs at my apartment door. But none of these things exist in my world. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been mistaken for someone you're not, whether it's a phone call or in real life? Curious Lightning, we'll explore it. 97.5 KTRT. Thank you for joining me. Just to kick off the set there, we had the last song, that is, was Erykah Badu, Me, and we started with Atmosphere just before that. So what went from the mundane of taking care of cell phone bills and dental appointments, now suddenly I'm a drug dealer, and apparently I've done somebody wrong. And so this has got me nervous. I'm not a drug dealer, and I don't even know who these people are. So in this world of mistaken identity, part of me wants to hide. Do I wear a fake mustache and suddenly take on a new identity for the identity that isn't even me?
Washington is Johnny Diamond. Pardon me, that's not Johnny Diamond. That's Philippa Thomas.
Well, joining us now is Henry Sokolsky. He was a weapons advisor on non-proliferation issues during the first Bush administration. Welcome to BBC News. Do you think...
This is actually Eric Gustafson with the Education for Peace in Iraq Center.
Managing Director of Internet at NTL, Jerry Rust, joins me now. What's gone wrong? What's gone wrong in your offer?
I'm afraid this is not what I'm talking about.
I'm afraid we obviously have the wrong guest here. That's deeply embarrassing for us.
The head of the NUT's education department is John Bangs. He's in our central London studio. He was in our central London studio, but he seems to have disappeared, so hopefully we shall go back to him later on.
Which began its campaign today has been formed by two existing groups of fans. One is the National Federation of Supporters Clubs. Its chairman, Ian Todd, joins me here in the studio. Now, thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.
What's the problem at the moment?
In Iraq?
With the football fans.
Oh, sorry. I got the wrong one.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. We appear to have the wrong guest here.
Sorry.
We'll try and come back to you.
Sonia McLaughlin's here once again.
Selina Hinchcliffe. But
Selina. Sorry.
Both blonde hair, both quite...
And while we're leaving with a look at the weather prospects, here's Louise here. It's not Louise, actually. She's having a lunch, but I'll do it instead. It is one of the hardy perennials of the gardening world and promises to showcase the very latest in garden design. The Chelsea Flower Show has allowed us a sneak preview of this year's event before the 150,000 expected visitors pour through the gates. I've read too much.
No, it's nice. I'm enjoying watching it.
Great. I'll just carry on.
Ian
Palmer met some of this year's designers.
I wish I brought my knitting.
Hello again. This is BBC News 24 with...
I've completely forgotten your name, Julian. I'm so sorry.
Julian Warwick. Good evening.
That's terrible. I really apologise.
That's quite all right.
Third presenter I've been on with this week. It gets very confusing.
What? Yes. What? Here's Declan. No, it's not. That's why.
He's
Louise.
Say with regret from that one. God, that's it, Bill. You're definitely off my Christmas card list. Hello, everybody. Back to you two.
Louise, thank you. I do apologise. How I could ever confuse you with that other bloke, I don't know.
That's all right. I'll call you Dermot in a minute.
Ooh, steady.
It's getting mean.
Right.
Morning,
off,
Declan.
Off. Let's talk to Declan. Que hora son mi corazón. Te lo dije.
De la noche en San Salvador, en El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. Cocina, me gustas
de la mañana.
Tú. Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je
De la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
CJ, this is Ron. I'm headed home. I'm downtown. I'm headed home. Do you still want to see me regarding the blueberry footballs? Thanks. Call me. CJ, call Ron. CJ, call Ron. I'm at home now, Kyle Ron.
I am the silent one inside. I am not the one who laughs at people's jokes. I just pacify their egos. I am not my house, my car, my songs. They are only stops along my way. I'm like the wind.
Just calling right across the globe, suddenly doesn't want the credit.
I asked my name to be taken off. You're right, Lois. I've been drawing too much attention myself. I've been doing this all wrong.
Clark, I am sorry. I should have known the pressure you were under and not made things more difficult for you.
And I should be wearing a mask. Unfortunately, I've lived my entire life up until this point without needing one. That's why I've been so reluctant. I mean, this is the face of the man that my parents raised. It's the face of the man that you love. I don't want to deny who I am when I'm out there doing what I was born to do.
Then why bother with the jacket, Clark? The symbols.
When I'm out there in the red and blue and I'm saving people, that's who I really am. And I know this is going to sound weird, but it's not what I'm called that should define who I am. It's who I am that should define what I'm called. Clark Kent, it's just a name. It's just a word. I am the blur, and I always have been.
That is a pretty amazing breakthrough. And I'm really happy to hear it. But if you want to keep doing things like, I don't know, working here and marrying moi, I don't see how we're going to make this work.
By doing exactly what we talked about. And the answer has literally been staring me right in the face.
Clark, the blur can't just whip out a new costume at work.
The blur is not the disguise, Lois. Clark Kent will be the mask.
Okay. Okay, but the only way that...
We'll be right back.
up since we met now, oh, so easily. All for me done is left. It's you that ought to be holding me. I'm not containable. This time love is not sustainable. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. Shut up and let me go. Don't you?
KTRT Curious Lightning, Mistaken Identity, Wrong Numbers, today's show. Thanks for listening.
surprising.
I don't know. Didn't say anything, just hung up.
Why'd they hang up?
Probably had the wrong number.
Why would someone call a wrong number at this time of night?
Calling the wrong number any time of night.
Why would they pick this number?
I don't think they picked this number. Probably just dialed got the wrong number.
Is it a signal?
Is what a signal?
Your friend that called.
He's not my friend.
He's not?
No.
But you said they didn't say anything.
They didn't.
How do you know it's a he?
I don't.
But you just said, he's not my friend.
Well, it's just a figure of speech when you say that. See, what I should have said was, whoever it was didn't say anything.
Then why didn't you say that?
I don't know. I wish I would have.
Is that part of your plan?
What plan?
To confuse me.
How would I confuse you?
Very simple. You just said it was a he, when it's really a she. But then you're saying whoever to confuse me.
That's confusing me. She who?
Don't ask me. She's your friend.
There's no she. That's just the wrong number. That's all.
Is she pretty?
Who?
Your girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah. Look, there's no she. Somebody just dialed, got the wrong number. That's all. That's all that was.
Was that a signal?
What?
Closing the window.
Close the window because I was cold.
Well, why didn't you close the window before you got the signal on the phone?
I wasn't cold before I got the signal.
It is a signal!
Look, it's no signal, see? No she. It's the wrong number on the phone. I just closed that because I was cold. That's all. I go to sleep.
Oh. Are you sure she saw that?
What?
The lights go on and off.
Did who see that?
You tell me. She's your friend.
Martha, why don't you just go to sleep? It's 2:30.
How did you know it's 2:30?
That's what the clock says.
Or is it because she said she was going to call at 2:30?
Who?
The girl that's waiting outside for your signals of closing the window and turning the lights on and off. That's who.
Look, there's no girl. There's nobody waiting or anything. That was the wrong number. Do you understand? Now, why in your wildest imagination would I want to even mess around with another woman? You know I love you. Crying out loud. Get to sleep, will you? Gosh.
Honey, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just jealous.
Well, there's no reason to be. I love you. Now, you just go to sleep. I gotta get up early, honey.
I love you, too, and I'm sorry.
All right.
Good afternoon, everybody here. Today's show on Curious Lightning is the wrong number, the mistaken identity, those calls that we may get that have nothing to do with our lives. I've been getting a plethora of these calls lately, and so I thought I would spin the show off in that direction today. You're listening to 97.5 KTRT out of Winthrop, Washington, your very own homegrown bottom-up radio. Thank you for joining me here. We're going to get back to some music, and just to catch you up there, we had a few songs going prior to that, and How Do You Know Me, Toby Keith, Take On Me, Aha, and Shut Up and Let Me Go, The Ting Tings. Let's get back to some music, and then we're going to take care of some business here at the old radio station. Again, KTRT, Curious Lightning, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Walmart gift card ready for you. We're taking it short. Hi, this is Sean from Loyalty Rewards. You recently visited one of our affiliate websites, and as a token of our appreciation, we've got two $25 Walmart gift cards ready for you. We're taking a short survey about online shopping habits. To claim your $50 in Walmart gift cards, press 1 now to be transferred to the shipping department. A $2.95 shipping and handling fee will apply. So please have a major credit card handy. Press 1 now to be transferred to the shipping.
Hello, is this Andrew's message? The mother. Hello, where are you at? I don't like your voicemail. I can't recognize who it is. Hannah's finally having her baby. It's after 7:30. She's having C-section. They've been here at the hospital since 11 o'clock last night, so about time. She wasn't dilating, and they put her on the Pitocin, and then it was working slowly, which they wanted, but then Oliver was having trouble, so his heart rate kept dropping, so finally taking him in for the C-section. All right, bye.
Hey, Andrew, this is Tim with Sierra Springs Water. If you can give me a call back on my cell phone number, 503-428-6688. Hope everything's going good for you. Give me a call back when you have a chance. It's Wednesday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So today's Curious Lightning, I've been exploring mistaken identity, but also wrong numbers. As I was telling you earlier, I am getting a ton of wrong numbers. Everything from somebody downstairs, as I mentioned earlier, in my apartment. Suddenly I am ordering spring water. And just recently I found out, as you guys heard, apparently I'm involved with a child and my wife is having a C-section at the hospital. And not to mention, I'm apparently delivering blueberries to somebody as well. And so I'm a little perplexed. I have a new cell phone contract, a wife I didn't know I had who's having a C-section, spring water, a cellular device that I don't use, and yet I don't know what to do about it. I mean, I'm in this place of I want to like help these people or correct them, but yet apparently the feds are being called on me, and so is it best not to say anything? 97.5 Curious Lightning. I am your host, Dakota LaCroix, and today's audio journeys are diving into that mistaken identity and, as I told you, wrong numbers. And what do we do with this? What happens when we're thought to be somebody we're not? I mean, secretly, do you not want to believe just for a moment that you are these people? I mean, to peek in to their worlds and see this life, these dramas, this happiness, this joy, these salesmen all playing out, believing that they're speaking to somebody that they're not. It's fascinating. We're going to get back to some more music here, and then we will have a special, special surprise here at Curious Lightning. Thank you for joining me. Again, 97.5 KTRT. Good afternoon. You're listening to a live, that's right, a live rendition of the Curious Lightning theme song brought to us by our very own Stuart. Our very own Stuart here. I'm just going to call, I know him as Stuart, but would you introduce yourself here real quick?
I'd be happy to. I don't know why you keep calling me Stuart.
Well, wait a minute. You look like the guy that I go to and I get probably the most amazing sandwich I've ever had, the McBoulder. And so, wait, you're not Stuart.
Right. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Who are you then?
My name is Simple.
Simple? Simple what?
That's mostly what people call me. It's just Simple. I guess that's because I'm simple, but it's Simple Life Jones.
Simple Life Jones.
That's my name.
Not MC Simple nothing or Simple Bones or nothing, just MC. Just
Simple Life Jones.
So I just want to clarify, you are not, I have mistaken identity here. You are not the Patrick that I know, that I see every day. You just look like him. That's, wow. Well, that's very fitting for today's show on Curious Lightning, because what I've been discussing all day is basically mistaken identity. I have been receiving endless phone calls, as I told you, and I really just don't know what to do with it. I almost want to become these identities, these personalities that I am supposed to be. As I told you, apparently I'm a father, and my wife has had a C-section, and I have mobile plans. But is there ever a point in your life that you've been mistaken for somebody else and gone with it? Have you just kind of rolled with it? And
yeah, I have a message for you, by the way, from some people you don't know.
Go ahead, I guess.
I'll give it to you later.
Oh, all right. So I'm going to get that later. Well, we're going to dive into a little bit more music before we talk to Simp. Simple, is it? Or what's the name again?
Simple.
Just simple. Oh, that's simple. That works for my skill set here. So I'm going to play a little bit of tunage here, and all relating to music and telephones and that broken identity. You're listening to KTRT 97.5, and this is Curious Lightning.
With a passenger van. The impact, devastating.
We have five fatalities, another questionable person, and it's just a tragic situation.
Five lives instantly lost. Five heartbreaking calls in the middle of the night.
I think they just told me that they were sorry that Whitney was one of the victims in the accident and that she had died.
The Siraks were one of the families on the receiving end. Their daughter, Whitney, identified among the dead at the scene, was just shy of her 19th birthday. As one family grieved, another faced uncertainty. The Van Rynes were told that their daughter, 22-year-old Laura, had survived, but was clinging to life.
All you can say is, God, just take care of her. Please be with her and keep her alive.
Funerals were held, lives memorialized, and the dead laid to rest. Despite the sadness, joy to hold on to. Laura was improving each day, her family constantly at her side. Their devotion evident in their daily blog about Laura's road to recovery.
We continue to see encouraging signs from Laura today as she is now breathing entirely on her own.
But with each positive sign, there were troubling ones as well.
I said, look at her teeth. I think I pulled up her lip a little bit. And we said, yeah, that does look a little different.
And the differences mounted as 5 weeks went by and her condition improved. Laura's awakening would bring a startling revelation. She was not Laura at all. And that could mean only one thing.
Immediate realization that, you know, our daughter had died in the accident.
But one family's anguish was another's unimaginable joy. The coroner made another late-night call, but this one was different.
I said, we have reason to believe that your daughter, Whitney, is alive.
Instantly, two families' lives were forever changed. The new roles they'd been playing the past few weeks were turned upside down. The Siraks now at the bedside of their daughter, Whitney, with an uncertain recovery, while the Van Rynes were just beginning to grieve the loss of their daughter, Laura.
For us, we will mourn Laura's going home and will greatly miss her compassionate heart and sweetness while knowing that she is safe and with her King forever. And we rejoice with the Siraks that they will have more time on this earth with their daughter, sister, and loved one.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Don't stop calling, I don't wanna think anymore. I got my heart on the
and tired of my phone ringing. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Tonight I'm not taking no calls, cause I'll be dancing.
That is the Valleyone Simple on guitar, playing a little background music as we lead into a few theoretical concepts regarding identity today. And so, as I've been talking about here on Curious Lightning, mistaken identity, the wrong number, the call that maybe isn't for us, but what happens with identity? What is identity about anyways? We have the self-concept of identity. It's the sum of our being of knowledge, our understanding of ourselves. And then, of course, there's cultural identity, the identity of a group or culture of an individual, you know, how we're influenced by our belongings to a group. Then, of course, you have ethnic identity and national identity, as well as religious identity. And so as I said earlier, I've thought about taking on some of these identities that people have portrayed that I am. I mean, they've basically believe that I am this person that they're calling. And so in many ways I thought, well, gee, you know, what actually would it be like to be a father and have a wife in the hospital who's having a C-section? What would it be like to be delivering the code word of blueberries out there into the world and also changing my cell plan? I mean, that's a little more simple in those regards. But identity, what is it to us? And so Simple here on the guitar, who I've identified as Stuart, and apparently I've gotten it all wrong, but he's been playing some background music, as I mentioned. And so Simple, what is identity to you? I mean, when I think of those identifying moments, for instance, when I don't want to be somebody, the first thing I think of is our college days, our youth, fake IDs, right? And so you clearly, I mean, what's the classic McLovin, right? The scene, you know, in Superbad. Have you seen that movie?
I missed that one.
Really?
Yeah, I never.
Well, let me just bust it down for you. Basically, a couple of kids, underage, go into a liquor store. The guy's got a fake ID. And it's so absurd, the name on it, McLovin. And the cop, you know, he looks at it and says, there's just no way. Well, I had an equally bad fake ID in which I actually had to run from the store as they chased me outside, because the person with that fake ID, as we all know growing up, they're the cool ones.
They're the very cool. They're the popular ones.
They're very popular. And now we know why. I mean, they have it, and they have to be this identity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I was the kid with that ID. And it was pretty cool because I was popular. I could buy adult things with my fake ID. I could go to adult places with my fake ID. And after a while, I started to identify with my fake ID.
Did you have a limp? Did you have this, like, tendonitis in your right elbow? Or, oh, my goodness, this just makes me think. I actually, there was a more recent time in which I was trying to be another person, in a tougher person. I'd always wanted to hop a train. You know, I'd listen to the early Americana music down in Tennessee. And so I was, this train comes by, and I had the brilliant idea that if I was going to hop the train, I should wear an eye patch. Well, the thing you don't realize in running down this tons and tons of steel, this locomotive that's racing by as you're running alongside it with an eye patch on, is that you have no depth perception.
Right.
So I'm reaching, I'm grabbing, and I finally get hold of the thing. And just north of Asheville, actually, North Carolina, and I get on the train. The train comes to an immediate halt as fast as a train can, you know, a few hundred yards. Yeah. It wasn't going that fast.
Pretty fast.
I want to sound cooler than I am in this scenario because the eye patch set the tone.
Yeah.
And this was my identity. And so I'm sitting on top of this train with my friend. We're wearing eye patches. I insisted he wear on the opposite eye. We couldn't... This was, although maybe we should have stuck together, we would have kind of had a gang thing going.
Well, between the two of you, you should have had depth perception.
Yeah, yeah. 3 minutes later, the conductor stops, walks over to me. I'm sitting on top of his train eating a sandwich by then, and he tells me to get the hell off his train and that he's called the Federal Rail Authorities. Moments later, a police officer stops me in the small town and says, I hear a couple of boys were up top the train there with eye patches. I had the eye patch in my pocket, and I suddenly didn't want that identity anymore.
I bet you didn't.
You got anything? You got what's? So I mean, what's identity for us here in this environment? You said you came from Seattle 15 years ago.
I did move here from.
If you are indeed Stuart,
the big city. Yeah.
What's that shift in identity from where we can be anonymous on a street corner, on a subway train, to suddenly being identified in a place where people may think they know you, or they may know you from the thing you do, but what identifies? Have you been mistaken and or believed to be somebody or someone you're not?
It does seem that way. A lot of people think I'm Simple Life Jones for some reason. It's kind of funny. When I was in my 20s, I often got mistaken for an actor named Michael J. Fox, and then later in my 30s,
I love Michael J. Fox.
I did
yeah,
too. It
yeah.
It was like a compliment.
Oh my gosh, I.
But then in my 30s, it became Phil Collins.
Ooh.
And I just thought I'd got downgraded somehow.
No, in the air of the night, right?
I don't know. Just thought I'd rather be mistaken for the Michael J. Fox is funny.
Yeah, yeah. That and Phil Collins, I mean, he's dated, but...
I don't know if he's funny or not.
Phil Collins?
Yeah, is he funny?
His little patch of hair that he's got on the front was kind of funny. Yeah. That was brave of him.
Which is
but
kind of what I have going for me. A lot of us have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get older,
yeah.
That's okay. No, the only thing about Seattle versus the Mid-Hell Valley is what you just said, that lack of anonymity. There is none of that here. But a lot of the familiarity is probably assumed to some extent. And those of us that don't get out enough probably have a more two-dimensional idea around the valley. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And now you've got me thinking, are there levels of identity that, or are there levels in, you know, kind of in which we identify with one another? You know, I know you, Simple,
sure,
or apparently your doppelganger, as somebody who makes phenomenal food. People know me as somebody perhaps who is on this radio show or makes coffee.
For sure.
So where, how do we have, I mean, is Halloween just the greatest gift for us in the Valley?
That's my personal favorite holiday, actually. But, you know, so we're different things to different people, right?
I think so, yeah. I believe so.
I mean, I'm the sandwich guy sometimes. And a few years ago, I used to get recognized as the guy that played guitar. I used to be a chef and thought of as the chef, and I always wore chef whites, you know.
While you were playing guitar, did you have a band that was
never did the chef
wearing the chef thing. Outfit while jamming?
No.
Hmm.
No, those are...
I think we might have a Vegas tour for you.
Yeah, you know, actually, so those two identities, those two things that I can do that I can identify with exist in really different parts of my mind. So as a chef, I never really think about the guitar a whole lot. It's a whole different world. And then when I'm sitting down with the guitar,
I mean, wouldn't it naturally bleed into your identity as a chef? Wouldn't playing the guitar in some ways inform you the way you make food? I mean, isn't there a timing to that rhythm or that pace in which people come in and a certain sandwich is made in a particular order, much like notes on a guitar are placed in a certain order to create a sound that speaks to some and not to others, or they identify?
I think you're correct that a good sense of timing helps in the restaurant, in cooking, anyway. But no, I have to say, where my mind is when I'm with my guitar, and where my mind is when I'm in a kitchen, I can say it's like two different people, for sure.
All right,
Yeah, that's just the way it has to be. And I get very into both. Parts and those are just two parts of me, you know.
But. Well, can I request that you rock us out here a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wherever you want to go, let us rock and take it from here. We got Simple on the guitar, 97.5, Curious Lightning. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so you're joining me here today with Simple on the guitar. We're discussing identity, mistaken identity. I led the show off with a handful of answering machine messages that I've been getting, identifying me as somebody I am not. And so I've kind of been playing around with that theme and that topic today with who I thought was Stuart here in the studio. And so you were sharing with me earlier, didn't you have, well, what about those moments, right, those times in our life where we get busted doing something we wish we hadn't, and
yeah,
we then, God, do we wish we weren't identifiable. Do you have anything like that in your life? In your world?
Well, yeah, so I have a lot of that kind of stuff. Here's a good story, though, for sure. Just what you're talking about. When I was 11, I was kind of a pyromaniac. And
Fitting for the Valley, yeah.
Yeah.
The fire warning is high, just a heads up.
Oh, so. Yeah. And it was about this time of year, a friend of mine and I, we were just playing with fire. And I started a small fire behind a grocery store that had a big, big, open, empty, dry field behind it. And I got a little scared. I said, Bobby, this fire's running out of control. Get over here. And so he saw the situation and did what he thought would work. He grabbed a board and tried to blow the fire out. So you can probably guess it fanned it and it just swept. It took off.
That is...
And so did we. So we ran like you, we ran. And ran down some railroad tracks all the way to a bowling alley and just went inside and tried to be seen, tried to talk to people. We were thinking we need to act like we've been here all day.
How'd that go?
It went fine. We eventually moseyed back down the tracks, and there were four big fire trucks, and it was a huge fire. It made the local news. This was in Spokane in the 70s. It was a big deal.
And so were you watching the news, like, today's top story,
yes.
Fire in the back of the...
That's exactly it.
You know, and
I watched that with my parents.
And were your parents that some evil boys just doing that thing? And you're just nodding, evil boys, that's, Mom.
That was exactly it. Suspected arson. Yeah, I could have... if I had had an eye patch, I would have been hiding it in my pocket, too.
I can lend you that eye patch if you need. If you want to do, you know, perhaps a deli sandwich with an eye patch theme, I could maybe stand out front with a sandwich board.
That would be kind of cool.
So did your parents ever find... were you ever identified with this?
No, I never got caught. And that's been the case a lot in my life. In
fact,
I mentioned I was the kid with the fake ID in school as a younger person, and I kept that fake ID for 25 years and lived that person's life. And never got caught. But then it got stolen. Identity theft. I got my fake identity stolen from me. So, and I wasn't having that much fun anyway, so I started over and went back to who I was in the first place.
That's kind of what we're all doing in life, isn't it, in many ways? We're ultimately getting back to that person that we are anyways, I would imagine, right? You know, that childlike persona, that playful person in us. I mean... you got me going now in that direction here.
I think that's a good goal, to get back to that or never lose that. But
or lighten up, maybe, you know, and that, you know, all that heaviness of 25 years of being somebody you're not.
Yeah, it was hard.
And having to then go from there.
It's been liberating, though, really, to have my identity thefted and start over.
Now, can you don't really file a police report for your fake ID being stolen.
I chose not to, no.
Yeah,
but I had to say goodbye to my family and all the trappings that came with living that life. And like I said, I still had my original ID, so I just went back to who I was born as.
Well, you want to take us, you want to kick off another tune here in that vein? You got some fire, you got some smoke. What do you got? Fake ID tune? What's.
I do. I have a fake ID tune.
Hit it. Curious Lightning, 97.5 KTRT. Good afternoon, folks. You have been listening this afternoon to... I think I'm going to change my identity, actually, for Curious Lightning. I'm going to go by MC Loco Eye. This is MC Loco Eye, and you've been listening to Chaka Khan, Dinah Ross, Vitamin String Quartet, Lady Gaga, and Leave a Mess in a Lute, all with the title of Telephone. That's right. Today's show has been about telephones, mistaken identities, this crazy loco guy right here next to me, MC... Oh, he's not MC Simple. I am MC Loco Patch Eye. I've even forgotten my... Okay. In any event, I forgot my identity here, but you are tuned in to 97.5 KTRT, and I am your host, Dakota LaCroix, and I have in the live studio session here with Simple, also known as Patrick, if you happen to hit B Creek Deli.
Misery is all we know lately. Saturdays are all the same. Sympathy is overrated, like a snapshot when you've lost the game. Now it's all to funeral. I become the serial killer of us both.
it's over. At your own burial, don't forget to cry. At your own burial,
picking up my 81st birthday. Every day this party goes to waste. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for listening this afternoon to Curious Lightning. Our show has been on identity, and in the live studio here we have Simple, who I've been also calling Patrick, which there's no Patrick at all, who really is also... Who do you want to go by? Who do you want to be right now? Do you have an identity?
I guess Stuart still works.
Okay, so we got Stuart, Patrick, who I've then inappropriately named you, and then, of course, Simple. And so we're going to close out today's show here on KTRT, The Root. And we're going to take on a new persona. We're going to take on new identities to close you out here with a little live action. And Simple, pardon me, Simple, what's the name of our new band? What do we identify as here?
How about Stiff Breeze?
Stiff Breeze. Stiff Breeze it is, closing out KTRT and Curious Lightning on this Wednesday, September show. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Have a wonderful day.